Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Right now. Okay. Hello and welcome to this edition of Your 1 Hour Inspirational Programming, a component of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker, and I'm going to be with you for the next 60 seconds. We are in another studio tonight because we've traveled, and we're bringing you the show live off of, I believe we're on International Boulevard, or International Drive, that is, in the lovely city of Orlando, Florida. Weather is nice. It's very nice here. And we just arrived this morning, I believe it was. So we're bringing you the show live all the way from here. And we're certainly looking forward to tonight's topic. We were rushing for some reason. We had difficulty setting up. But God is so good that he just prepares everything. Right in the nick of time, and I'm so grateful for that. Lady Love's going to be joining us perhaps a little later tonight. She had another assignment, and we're hoping that she will be able to join us. We're not certain at this point, but if she comes on, it will always be a pleasure. But we have Lady C with us tonight, and we're going to go ahead, and if we've got to carry the show, the two of us, we're very capable of doing so. So it's always good to have a supporting staff or team. And Lady C, I'm just so glad that you're here with me. Good evening and welcome. Nice to have you with us this evening.
Hello, how are you? How's everybody? How was everybody's New Year? Because mine was good. I hope everybody is ready for the show because I am, and I hope everybody has gotten lots and lots of rest. Been up so late last night.
Lady C, I'm wondering if you're talking directly to me because I was up late last night throughout this morning, and I was watching CNN out of New York, and it's like it was kind of an odd program because there wasn't many people in Times Square, and they were talking about it, but at the same time, they were getting, looked like they were, Anderson Cooper was becoming intoxicated. I'm not sure, but it was kind of an unusual. So, but I did not get a lot of rest because I had to travel early this morning. But Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year. And I certainly wish all the best for all of you all. Lady Sue, Lady C, I'm glad that you got rest.
Well, I can't say I got a lot of rest. You know, that's why I stated that, because I know I didn't. I went to bed probably, I don't even know what time, probably 1:30 this morning. I'm not even sure. But I do know I had to wake up early myself. So, yeah.
Okay.
That's why I was saying that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Awesome. So we've got a great show planned tonight, and we're ready to get to it. the show's topic tonight, we're going to go ahead and take a look at that right now. How to keep the spirit of Christmas. Well, no, that was, I think that was the other night. Yeah. Maintaining your spirit of Christmas after the holidays. That was last week's show. So this week, what we're doing is, what do you want God to do for you in the new year? What do you want God to do for you in the new year? Last night, we had a show, and we talked about your goals. We talked about setting your goals and so forth and so on. And we had Miss Cross that came in, and shared with us SMART goals. And Lady C, as you recall, you also talked about SMART goals, and she gave us an acronym, S-M-A-R-T, for those SMART goals. And it began with specific, goals that are specific. And then we went on to measurable, and I'll get to the other ones shortly. But I want to start out by just saying, I want to ask our audience tonight, what do you want God to do for you in this brand new year? Let me start with you, Lady C, and ask you that question. But before we do, let's invite the Lord into our programming. Father, we thank you for all of your blessings. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for those that you've allowed to have the breath of life, this brand new year day as we know it as humans. There were a lot, number of people that did not make it to this day. And, Lord, we're grateful for you, and we know that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. So, Lord, we're grateful, and help us to be safe, and help us to endure this challenge that we face and that we're facing, COVID-19. We know that whatever the enemy sends out there for bad, you, in turn, turn it around for our good, to manifest your own glory. And we thank you for that. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, amen, amen. So, Lady C, let me begin with you and ask you the question. What, if anything, do you want? First of all, do you want God to do something for you this year that may not have happened last year? Really,
yes.
Lady C, aren't you the lady that has everything? I mean, what could God possibly do for someone who has everything?
Well, it's a lot God can do for me. I need God to help me get a house because I've been, you know, I'm trying to become a homeowner, you know, and I've been trying to become a homeowner for at least 2 years now. I stated last year I was going to buy a house, but that did not happen. So this year I'm like, nope, this is the moment, Lord. I need you because I know there's a house out there for me. So I need him to help me buy a house and to help me, you know, remain patient because I have all the qualities of getting the house. It's just I can't find the right realtor, well, not realtor, loan officer to help me because, you know, because I'm not trying to buy when they want me to buy it. I want to buy the right house that I want. And so I'm looking for the right house. So I need God to just help me pick the right house.
Wow. You know, so we're going to get to the phone lines in just a moment, but if you want God to do something for you this year, in this brand new year, as Lady C is saying, she wants God to help her buy a house. So do you need some money from God? What do you need from him? I mean, my experience has been God wants us to be specific. What do you want him to do to help you buy a house? Do you need him to, like, rain down $10,000? I mean, like he rained down manna from heaven? What do you need him to do?
No.
I mean, just give it to you. Huh?
I don't need him to rain down money because I have the I have money. I have the credit. I need him to help me remain focused. And I need him to show me the right loan officer that is willing to work with me. So, therefore, because every time I find a loan officer that I like, see, the house is on a contract, and they want you to go through this little bidding war, you know?
Okay.
And I don't want to go through bidding wars. So it's mainly I need God to, you know, help me with being patient. And to, you know, the house that I want to be like a clean slate as far as saying, you know what, this is my house, God. God's saying this is your house. We're not going to have nobody out there that's going to be trying to sign contracts for this house. It's going to be yours and yours only. So I need God to help me with patience. And to show me the house that is for me and not for everybody else too.
Oh well, you know what? First of all, let me ask you this: do you believe that God can help you find a house? And did you ask him last year the same thing? Okay, first question.
Yes, I do believe.
Did you ask him? Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yes, I did ask God to help me find a house. You know, I did ask him that last year. I asked him this year, and I know everything. Huh?
So
what happened?
Why didn't you have a house?
Impatience. Apparently,
impatience,
and I can't find the same loan opportunity. Like, for an example, okay, let me give you a slight story, okay?
All right. And then we're going to the phone lines momentarily. We're going to go to 305-733 in just a moment. We want to hear it. Well, we'll come to that one, but we're going to go to another one, 772-418, just before we do that. But go ahead. Give us your story.
Okay. So there's a coworker I work with. He was in a process of buying a house just like I was buying a house. Our credit score is the same. We both had our monies in the bank, you know. He told me that, hey, I got a loan officer for you. I said, well, that's good. I'm gonna call. He gave me her number. I called her up. He started his process. She was like, I'm willing to help and all this here. I started my process, and all of a sudden he got in his house and I got ignored.
And you got ignored.
You know?
Well, listen. Go ahead.
I got ignored.
Go ahead.
So I kept calling the lady. Hey, what's going on? I got the credit. I have the money. What's going on? It's a no-go. So I got with my realtor, the guy, well, he's not really my full realtor yet, but he's the guy I want to use. He was like, let me give you another number with the same company. And I was like, no, I don't really want to deal with this company anymore. He was like, this one is going to check out. This one here, she checked out. She was like, yes, we could go ahead and get you, you know, approved for the house you want. But I highly suggest you get the house you want now. You know, I mean, house you want now, and we'll go ahead and approve you for that amount. So, me, I'm a single mom. So, me, I'm like, hey, I want to go through a program that's going to help me with my down payment because I don't want to sit there and pay extra money if I don't have to, you know? So, the lady stated, the new loan officer, she was like, no, don't go through the program. You have the money in your account to go ahead for the down payment. And not only do you have the money in your account, you know what I'm saying? If you go with us, we'll go ahead and get you, you know, get you approved for what you want now. So I said, well, I don't really want to sit there and pay the whole full amount. I want the program to help me. I mean, that's what the program's for, to help my own single mom. So as soon as I said that, she was like, well, I'm not going to give you this amount of money or approve you for this amount of money if you're going to go through this program. That was a shocker for me because who does that? If you're going to approve me for the amount, then you're going to approve me for the amount if I want to go through a certain program or not.
Mm-hmm.
So then I finally say, you know what? Okay. It's fine. The house ended up being sold anyway because it was under contract, so I couldn't get the house. So I finally found other houses, and, of course, I cannot. Everybody signing up on the signing, they're doing contracts on it. And so it's a waiting game for me. Everybody, like right now we're in what we call in season where a lot of New Yorkers, New Jersey's up north people come down. They buy these houses quick.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So right now I'm just in a standstill
about
the right house coming up.
You're in a holding pattern. But you know what? After the show tonight, I'm going to give some information with you, and I believe you're like, this is your year. I can feel it in my spirit, and I can't wait till you come on this air and you testify that you got your house, because I'm going to share some things with you. I know that God can do this for you. I know that he can. I've seen it work. I've seen him work in my life, and I have seen him work in other people's lives. And you know what? When you don't get what you think that you want, he's got something better for you, and all you got to do is hold on to your faith. Monica that comes on the air always mocks me because I'm always talking about you got to have that faith without a shadow of doubt. Let's go to 772-418. Who do we have? And welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Hi, Dr. Walker. My name is Suzanne. I just wanted to say, I owe you a great deal of thanks. You had given me some information a few years ago, and I took it for granted. And then I spoke to you recently about it again, about getting a home. And within a month, I got my house. I went to a broker. I talked to a financial person. And this one particular financial person gave me some information and said that I didn't make enough money. Well, I said, you know what? God, this is my time. I'm going to get this house. My realtor, she said, I have another person, and he can help you get the money you need. I spoke with him. In 24 hours, he got me the money I needed. I got my house. In 30 days, I had the money and my house. So I owe you and God a great deal of thanks. And right now, I am happy, loving my home, enjoying every bit of it. So thank you, thank God, and Happy New Year, everybody.
Suzanne, thank you for sharing that. See, God will, Lady C, I hope that that will be your testimony in the next few months. I hope that that will be your testimony that I've seen God work in a short span of time. Just all you got to do is remain faithful, keep that faith, and do our part. Suzanne, I got to ask you this just before while you're on the line with us tonight. Did you do your part, Suzanne, after I shared information with you, did you do your part without a doubt in God?
At first, I didn't follow through with what the information you had given me, but then I got serious. I got serious about my faith, about life, and about what I wanted to do with my life. And I knew I wanted this house, how badly I wanted this house. So I got down to business. And now I have my house.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing that. We're going to go to the phone lines. But before I go to 305-733, Lady C, let me ask you this question. I just want to ask you this question. Do you believe you're doing your part for God to operate on his part?
Yes, I am doing my part. And the reason why I believe I am doing my part is because I'm just not buying any house just to say I got a house. You know, it is a struggle for me, but I am patiently waiting on God, and I know he is going to happen. It's going to happen. I am definitely believing that the house is out there.
Okay.
And I know I have faith, you know, and I just got to wait on God's time, just like Suzanne said, you know.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Before I go to 305-733, then we're going to also go to 561-396. Let me ask you, do you have kids, Lady C?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever, the Bible talks about touch and agree. If, you know, I have, I did something 2 weeks ago. I was with a friend, and I remember when I used to want to buy a car, a brand new car, and I didn't even have maybe the money to get it. I would go to the car dealership and with someone, and we would I remember even doing it with my kids, putting our hands together and putting that hand on that car and put God's word back to him. God, you say that whatever we touch and agree, you will, and we ask and we believe and we claim it by faith, you will give it to us. And let me tell you something, every car I've done that, I've gotten it. And just did it 2 weeks ago. I don't even think it's been 2 weeks. And got another one by doing it that same way. I'm going to, oh, my goodness. We want to just bless somebody. Let's go to the phone lines, you all. You know, tonight we're asking you, what do you want God to do for you? And I'm going to even share with you all what I want God to do for me in this brand new year. Let's go to 305-733. Hello, and welcome to this one-hour inspirational program. How can we find out what you want God to do for you?
Oh, good evening, Dr. Walker. Happy New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year. Who do we have with
us?
And welcome. Yes,
Stephanie.
Stephanie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I just want the Lord to bless me to see another year. I thank God for blessing me to see another year. I want the Lord to keep me healthy and keep me safe so that I can continue to enjoy my grandkids. And,
awesome.
Just be around for my family. I'm not asking the Lord for anything because, you know, I you know, don't really need anything other than, you know, just being healthy, staying healthy, and keeping my weight down. That's number one.
Okay.
And
all
and
right,
sure
we like
that
your
I'm around for my grandkids, basically, and family. So, and
amen.
I wish those two ladies. I'm happy to hear about Lady C. I'm praying for you. I know that this is going to be your year, and the Lord is going to bless you with a home. And I am extremely happy for the other lady who already has a home. So we have not because we ask not. And when we ask, just like you said, and we touch and agree with what we want, the Lord is faithful enough to give it to us. But we have to be faithful. We have to trust him where we cannot see him or trace him. But we know that he is there, and we know that he will do abundantly and exceedingly above all we can ask. So, ladies, keep the faith. I'm sure Dr. Walker will give you tips on how to get what you need, Lady C. But you know what? We're praying for you, and I'm praying for you, and I know that you will have a great year.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Stephanie, thank you. Yes, thank you for sharing that. And, you know, I kind of look at God I remember as a kid, I'm going to admit it, I did believe in Santa Claus as a kid. I confess. I also used to eat Frosted Flakes. You did too, Stephanie? You believed in Santa Claus?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
You did? Go ahead.
I don't try to say anything bad against Santa Claus because it's for the children to experience just like I did. And for them to grow
right.
up to know that, oh, wait, Santa Claus is not really real. So good. I mean, it's not anything, it's not a big deal when we feel like we have to tell them right away. You know, it's all commercial.
Okay.
We, you know, they'll realize it somewhere just like I did, you know.
Were you disappointed when you found out that there was no Santa Claus, Stephanie? I mean, tell us honestly, were you disappointed?
I don't think I was disappointed. Because I was so into it, just knowing that here you have you're going to go to see, you have these gifts, and the good thing about it is that most of the time you already saw the gifts up under the tree, and so when you
right.
went to bed at night, all you did was get up, all you did was dream that here's Santa Claus making his rounds, and even if you didn't have anything under the tree, and then that next morning it always panned out where. When I got up the next day, I had something up under the tree. So that fantasy of realizing that Santa Claus is actually going through the world, dropping off gifts, I mean, that's
yes.
it's just fantasy.
Yes.
And, you know,
yeah, but,
like TV. TV ain't real. I mean, but we get caught all up in it. So why not
I
have
really,
that little fantasy of Santa Claus?
Right. Who was it that used to come down the chimneys, they say? That was Santa Claus or the reindeers? Or
that
who was
Santa,
that?
Yeah. But we didn't have
that
no
Santa.
Chimney. So then
we didn't have a
point.
Chimney either. But I thought I said, magically, somehow or other, I go to sleep, and I'm thinking the gifts are there. And you're right,
yes.
they were already there. But I'm saying, how did he get through that roof? And, I mean, it was like, and we were living in the, I remember living in the projects. And I looked at all of the
right.
several of the houses in the park. I'm saying, these project houses don't have no roof. How does Santa do
right.
this?
My
you
mom
know?
Used
so,
to say, he comes through the front door. I let him in. That was she used to say. I let Santa in. And I was like, oh, okay. Until, you know what, until we grew out of it. And then, you know, so why take the fun out of the children? You know, if that's
right,
what they believe
right.
in, there is a Santa, let them believe it until right. they realize he's not real.
But guess what? Guess what? You just said it right there. Why take the fun out of it? But because you believe.
Yes.
You believe. You said it twice. And you said it more than that.
Right.
You said you believe. You believe. So if we can you imagine? We grew up, we were kids thinking that there was a Santa Claus. And now I'm going
right.
to bring Susan in here and Lady C also, and we're talking about if there's a Santa Claus, because we believe, and some of our dreams did come true based on our
right.
beliefs. because somebody heard us who happened to be the real Santa Claus, which was usually the parent or an uncle or an auntie or somebody. But guess what?
Right.
We got somebody bigger than who? Bigger than who? Bigger than
God.
Who?
God. Huh? We got God. God is bigger. So if we can believe just like we believe in Santa,
come on.
Why not believe in God? Why not have that faith just like we did as a kid? Just that little bit of faith of a mustard seed as a kid. That is what we're supposed to do and apply that to our life. But you know what? This is a journey. This is a lifelong journey. And believing in God is not something that's going to come and go away. No, once you trust Him, you cannot.
Right.
You cannot just give it up. You just want to keep trusting Him, and you want to keep believing Him, and you want to keep having that relationship with Him. Because one day soon, you're going to see Him, and He's going to burst those clouds, and guess what? He's going to take you out of the misery of this world, and guess what?
Oh, my goodness.
You're going to be living throughout the secret ages of eternity with no pain, no aches, no death, nothing.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you imagine that?
Did you say no pain?
No pain. Oh, man. I'm aching now.
No, I'm going to ask you to stand by. Lady C, let me bring you in. Lady C, let me bring you in. Did you believe in Santa Claus when you were growing up, Lady C? Come on. I mean, I even ate Frosted Flakes. You know, they had this commercial where you would hide in the dark and say, because you're an adult, and they say, yes, I ate Frosted Flakes. Frosted Flakes was a regular in my house. And when we didn't have Frosted Flakes, when we couldn't afford Frosted Flakes, my parents, you know what? We had corn flakes, and then we found some brown sugar, and we made our own before we could even afford Frosted Flakes. And that was our Frosted Flakes with the brown sugar. But, Lady C, let me just, you know, let me ask you, did you grow up believing that there was a Santa Claus?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
Yes.
And how, and what did that do for you?
It brought me gifts. Well, I mean, that's what it did. It brought me gifts. Shoot, I believe in Santa Claus now because it comes faithfully in his house.
I hear you. So we're going to actually stand by Lady C. Suzanne, did you grow up believing in Santa Claus? And also, did you eat Frosted Flakes?
Yes, I did. I believed in the man in the big red suit. You know, he came every Christmas with the gifts, and we got a bag with fruit and candy in it and nuts and all that good stuff. We got all the treats, and we looked for those bicycles and everything. So we were excited for all those treats that we got Christmas time.
Well, you know, I can tell you, God is bigger than Santa Claus every single day because he gives us the gift of life, and he just rewards us with so much. And getting back to our topic, what do you want God to do for you to, you know, this year? And that is, my specifics are, I'm asking for three things from God for this year. You know, I oftentimes have a whole long list for God. I really do. And so, and for some reason, God hears me. He does, and he responds to me. And oftentimes, he'll say yes, no, or wait. You know, there's no maybe with God, yes, no, or wait. And let me tell you something, I've just been so blessed. So this year, I'm asking him, God, grant me the perfect health. That's number one. Like Stephanie said, I want perfect health. You know, number two, I'm asking him, since I'm doing the mission that he's called me to do, I'm asking him to give us a minimum of 10,000 subscribers. 10,000 subscribers. Because I'm doing the mission that he called me to do. And the Bible tells us that seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So I'm doing what he called me to do. And then number three, I'll come back to number three, I already know it. The Lord, I want him to take the bar exam for me. That's what I would like him to do. Because I know if he takes the exam, it's an instant pass. But you know what? He can help me to pass that bar exam. So that's what I want him to do for me this year. Susan, we're going to go to you. Then we're going to go to West Palm Beach, call at West Palm Beach. And we're going to ask Susan, what do you want God to do for you this year, Susan?
Well, this year, I also would like good health first and foremost. Second of all, I'd like him to bless me with a much better job or a better position on my job, because this ER is kicking my butt lately. And third, I would like a lot more time with him, because I've had a lot less working in the ER. So if he could grant me that, I think I would be a much better person.
Awesome, awesome. We're going to go to the phone lines and keep in with tonight's topic. If you're just joining us, we're talking tonight about what do you want God to do for you? Let's go to West Palm Beach, 561-396. Welcome to your one-hour inspirational program. Who do we have with us? And welcome.
Good evening, Dr. Walker. Good evening, everyone. This is Beverly. I'm in Lake Worth, Florida.
Beverly, thank you for joining us out of Lake Worth, Florida. So good to have you with us. Beverly, what do you have a testimony on something that you may have asked God for in 2020 that he did for you? And now you're coming back and saying, God, you're bigger than Santa Claus. Will you do these things or this thing for me? What is it that you have a testimony on that maybe in 2020 you asked him for, he delivered, and now you're coming back to the table and asking for something else? Share that with us, Beverly.
Well, it's funny that is, on last night on the prayer line, they were asking us to testify, and I could have written down like six things that God did for me in 2020, one of which was I've always been asking God since I lost my car in 2016 for a car, because I had to start taking the bus. And the Lord blessed me one morning. You know, the lady that lived in the house just, you know, told me the day before, the Lord said to tell you to take you, I should take it to Ford. And I said, no, he didn't say that, because the Lord know I've had on my list all along an Escalade. So when called her and asked her to take me to the Cadillac place, and when I went without money down or anything, they gave me the car for the price that I gave them that I can afford, and the Lord blessed me with the XDX. You know that, you know, I was going to meet in the accident, so I wouldn't be able to climb up in that Escalade after all. So he blessed me with the next best car I've always wanted, the XDX.
Oh, my goodness. So he did it for you. So this year.
Oh, sure he did. Yes, he did.
Yeah, so 2021 now. Here we are. It, you know, it's not a brand new year for God, because every day, you know, a day is like 1,000 years for God. So God is just there. He is. There's no incomplete sentence when you say God is. It's not an incomplete sentence. God is.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it goes.
That is.
And so, you know, he's the same yesterday, 100 years ago, today, mm-hmm. and tomorrow, forever will be, because he is. So now, mm-hmm. even though we as humans go by a calendar, all right, so now, if you were to, since we go by this calendar, and God understands how we operate, and so he operates within his will for us. So what is it that you specifically want God to do for you this year, 2020?
And my first of all thing I want him to do for me, please, God, is to heal my body from these pains I'm having due to this accident. And I'm asking him for my house. I know I have some money coming, so I'm asking God to help me to find a house in the budget and the house that I want, because I also put down the house that I want, the amount of rooms and the garage, and I even need a sauna and a pool. So all that is on my list. And then, you know, to enlarge my business.
Okay. Awesome. Do you believe, Beverly, that there's anything too hard for God?
Oh, gosh, no. Nothing. Nothing whatsoever.
Okay.
Nothing.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I love that. We're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to the phone lines once again. Let's go to 347-740. Monica, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's so good to have you.
Thank you, Dr. Walker. I'm so glad to be on, and I was I was really blessed by Beverly's testimony.
Monica, very good. Monica, if anything that you want, first of all, tell us, did God do something for you last year in 2020 that you asked him specifically for and he delivered that for you?
Did you just ask me if God did something? Oh, my
yes,
goodness.
Yes, and
oh, Lord.
Don't give us a long list. Just give us just a couple of things.
Well, first, I must be honest. I never got paid for 2 months, and I had no money saved. And trust me, I saw God did the greatest thing. He just showed off himself. And he provided the money for me to pay my rent. I had extra. I was able to buy things that I wasn't able to buy when I was working. So I just want to thank God for his faithfulness. He did show up and showed out big time for me in helping me to pay those bills.
I'm not sure, so now my life off.
And God just, he's amazing. I got them all paid, and I'm just praising the Lord for his goodness towards me and the children.
Wow, amen, amen for that. So let me ask you, I may have missed something because we went out. Did you say what you want God to do for you this year, to do for you this year?
No, I didn't. We were cutting in and out. But, yes, God has spared my life to see this brand new year, and I'm asking him first to help me to trust him and to obey him. And like Beverly, this is the year that I would really like to buy a home. This year, it's God's will. I'm working. I'm planning. I've been planning, and I'm working towards this. And, yes, I have some classes that I must finish, and I would really like to finish them this year.
All right. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I am so glad to hear that. You know, for some reason, I mean, I do 4 shows a month now. We do the Thursday night show, the Friday night show, and then 2 Saturday shows a month. We're doing International Divine Intervention Day tomorrow morning, 6:30 to 8:30. So if you all are, you want to set your alarm, get up. There are miracles happening on these early mornings. I kid you not. I used to want to sleep late, but now I'm finding myself, God gets me up early mornings on these Saturday mornings that we're doing this program. We do a miracle prayer day on one of the Saturdays, and then two weeks later, we're doing International Divine Intervention Day. Tomorrow we're going to have a speaker, as a matter of fact, coming all the way out of Tallahassee, Mr. Tony Wilkerson. He's going to be delivering our motivational speech tomorrow. You don't want to miss that. You know, even if you come on a little late, join us around 8 o'clock. Speaker comes on anywhere between 10 minutes to 8 and 8:10. And they're usually only 15 to 20 minutes. You will be inspired. He's going to be joining us all the way out of Tallahassee tomorrow morning, giving us a powerful message. And let me just share with you all, there's nothing too hard for God. If you're asking him for specific things, if you're on the line with us tonight, and you want God to do something for you this year, you know, you're not impressing us by telling us. We just want you to be able to come back and give a testimony at some point in the next few weeks or months that God delivered something bigger, because he's greater than a Santa Claus. He is the creator of everything. Let me tell you something. If you think that man is wise enough or smart enough to put a sun 93 million miles away, a moon 240,000 miles away, and the centrifugals to keep the galaxies from running into each other. Man, we can't do that. We don't have that mind. We don't have that power. There's no man or woman that has that kind of power. There's something greater that's supernatural, that is organized and has his own system that we can't even comprehend. And I'm telling you, I call him Father. And I call him God. He's the creator. And there's nothing too hard. I mean, if you're a parent out there, just think about this. And your child is, even when they're bad, we still love them. Or they have, you know what, let me be politically correct. We're not supposed to say children are bad. Okay. Okay, let me just. Their behaviors are just not what we want them to sometimes be. And as you get older, you're realizing that I'm not trying to be hanging with these kids with these behaviors, all right? Because you lose patience. Because it's like if you raise your own kids, it's like, this child, where does this? They seem like they come from a different planet. But we love them anyway. They do. Some of these kids, and you all may know what I'm talking about, may not be your own kids, but sometimes you look at them and it's like, these kids look like they come from a different planet. But guess what? I said that, hopefully my youngest daughter is not listening, because I remember when she was, you know, she came into the world, I was there to see her come out, and she came out looking around. And I say, this child's been here before. She's looking for familiarity. She's looking like, okay, where am I this time? I'm like, and you know what? Her life has basically been like that, so sharp and alert. And I say, wow. And she looked like, and don't nobody tell her if you ever talked to her. She looked like she came from another planet. She didn't have color. I mean, it was like her color just started coming in, I guess, as the blood started circulating. But it was the most beautiful. And I looked at that on Biblical Court, and I'm saying, God is powerful. God is awesome. And, you know, I mean, ladies, I know you all are the ones that have the babies. But if somebody could videotape that and let you see what it looks like, it's like that's when I if I had any doubt, that was confirmation that God is so powerful that a sperm could meet with an egg and it becomes fertilized and it comes into a being. Only God. Oh, let me go on. What do you want God to do for you tonight? Let me go to Suzanne again and just ask her one more question. Suzanne, do you believe that God can do what he says he can do if we only take his word for it?
There's no doubt in my mind. I believe he can, because man can't. Man will always let you down.
Thank you, Suzanne, for sharing that with us. Somebody else out there may want to testify to just say they ask God for something. Lady C, let me bring you in. I mean, this is just, I'm just so excited. Lady C, I mean, are you being inspired with any of this that you're hearing tonight from others out there?
Yes, I am. I am definitely being inspired to what everyone's saying, you know, especially the ones who already own a home and who, you know, was praying for a home or praying for the car and they got the car. Yes, I am inspired. I know I'm definitely going to get the house. I do know that. And I thank you guys so much for your encouragement.
You know, one of the things that I used to do, Lady C, and the rest of you all that are listening as well, I used to, our program that I studied, we had to study the laws of attraction, and then they came out with the book, The Secret, but we studied that all. I had to do part of my thesis on that. And it's like, you know, what you think about, you can bring about. And I used to do this dream building. I was always in these inspirational programs, these motivational programs. And then I began to do some story mapping or dream building. I began to go go to nice places where there was a car dealership and stand there and take a picture by a luxury car. I would stand there and take a picture by that and say, one day I'm going to drive one of these. And I would go buy a house and do the same thing. Go buy a well-manicured yard, do the same thing. And I began to then look, I created an album, a photo album. And I had these pictures in it, and I would be looking at these pictures every chance I got and say, that's me, that's me. And lo and behold, my life gravitated to just those things. And don't get me wrong, you all. I know it sounds, you know, and we're not pushing material things, but let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about that. Don't get caught up into people thinking that. Now, remember, I grew up in the projects. I'm thinking that because of where I grew up doesn't mean that I have to stay where I grew up in that environment. It was a struggle in the projects for my mom, a single mom. It was a struggle. So, you know, when you hear people talking about, oh, you're talking about prosperity,
and good stuff, nice stuff in life. Well, let me tell you something. You know, if you have a chance, especially living in a country like America, if you have a chance to make it and to improve your situation or your condition, don't let nobody tell you otherwise. I can tell you the lifestyle that I ultimately gravitated to is much better than what I had in the project, struggling, always being without. But we didn't know we were without because my mother gave us so much love. And so I'm not saying that material things is everything. You know, it's but the projects gave me that foundation coupled with the spirituality that my mother instilled in all of us. And I'm telling you, it's nice when you can be in a position that you can have some of the finer things in life, and you also turn out to be a blessing to other people. So don't let nobody put a guilt trip on you out there to say, oh, well, you shouldn't drive a nice car. You shouldn't live in a nice home. But guess what? When you are not one of these people who are arrogant and selfish and you're willing to bless other people, and that's what my life is about, blessing other people so that they, too, can enjoy the finer things in life. Why shouldn't you? If you're a parent and God is our parent, why wouldn't he give us the best? He said that he sent his son that we would have life and have it more abundantly. You know what? Y'all going to get me into preaching. Let me go to Monica. Monica, let me bring you in. Then we're going to go to Beverly. Monica, let me just ask you. You know, some people get so start to feel guilty about having material things because it's some good quality stuff. Do you see anything wrong with that? Why wouldn't God give us the best?
Dr. Walker, I really wanted to tell you, you sounded, you were preaching. You tear my soul up. I agree with every word you just spoke because it's so true. I remember, I'm going to tell a quick experience of before I learned that you really receive what you believe and dream after. I told the Lord about 30 years ago, all I wanted was just a little room to lay my head. And do you know that the Lord provided just a little room? There wasn't even a bed in there. And I said, oh, my goodness, it's so true that it's what you ask for, you receive. And to be honest, I never asked him for a Lexus, but he did give me a Lexus for 3 years. I drove a spanking blue, brand new Lexus, and I'm telling you, I really felt humbled. Yes, it is true. God is our Father, and I know all the struggles that I've had were character building experiences that I needed and that I'm glad for, and all some of the struggles I caused upon myself. But yes, God is a merciful, loving God, and trust me, he gives you the desires of your heart. And my desire this year is to have a nice little home in a nice little country place, and I'm seeking after it, and I'm trusting God, and I'm doing my part. I will do the possible, and he will do the impossible.
Amen. 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 I thank you for that. Listen, if you want to come back in, some of you all may have come out of the queue, but once you phone back in, you have to press 1 to get back into the queue. And Lady C, let me just bring you in. Beverly, then we're going to go to you. But Lady C, I got to just say that, I mean, do you believe it's necessary to be specific with your request? Because I've heard certain things when women say that they want a man. I've heard so many stories with women for some reason that say, I want a man. I want this particular man. I want this particular man. You know, he's got to be this height. He's got to be this and he's got to be that. And they prayed and they had faith. And now sometimes they say that, and I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings or offend anyone, but, you know, you have some women who say they like tall men. And then they say that a guy 4'11" came by and he was the nicest guy, but she was already 5'7", so she wanted to be able to wear her heels. So it's like, well, God, I know you got a sense of humor, but you know, I don't want to deal with, and the 4'11" man is not talking about wearing some heels to catch up to the woman. So she said, that must not be the man for me. So Lady C, could that have been in a situation like that, if a woman is praying for specifics, then she's looking for a man over 6 feet, and she's 5'7" because she want to wear heels when they go out. Could God have sent her a man 4'11"? I'm just asking the question here.
God could have sent her a man that's 4'11". You know, sometimes we pray. When we're praying, we pray and we're telling God, this is what I want. But God is telling you, no, this is what I want for you. This is what I need from you. You know, like me, I'm short. So I do love them men that's, you know, 6 feet, 5'11", 6 feet or higher. You know, but the 5'11", 6 feet guy might be abusive. He might be a user. He might be all these type of things. But yet I'm asking God for something that I want based on looks alone. But God is saying, I'm going to provide you with something that you need for eternity, for the remaining of time that you're going to be here on earth, and not just what you really want. So, yeah,
wow.
I feel
wow.
like you should ask God for what you want, but I think you should be open to it. Can I say something, though?
Yes, please.
You had a caller. Okay, that was a caller that just stated that she works for the ER, and her request is to have God to spend more time with God, but it's hard for her to spend that time with God working in the ER. I want to tell her, make the time. The reason why I'm telling you to make the time, because I work in a busy organization myself, that I can easily say I don't spend time with God. But let me tell you, when you over that patient or you with that nurse, you pray in silence in your head. Keep praying. Meditate in silence. Because at my job, although I am busy, I pray throughout every room in that office. I constantly do it. So make the time in your mind. You don't have to pray in silence. Because love, those go way further than those loud prayers. Make that time. Even when you're falling asleep at night, make that time. If you're cooking, make that time. If you, like I said, if you're over a patient, make that time. You can do it. And God do hear it. It's just you have to, you know, keep acting on it. Keep acting on it. It become natural for you.
You know, Lady C, thank you for sharing that, because I needed to hear that as well for myself. And not only it was Susanna that said that, but I needed it, and I'm going to respond to that. And Susanna, you're welcome to do it if you'd like to. But I need to do that, because that's something that I've found that I've gotten sort of away from, and I try to justify by doing these shows. But I need to go back to having that daily walk with him, making the time. It's like from the time I get up in the morning, it's like the day zooms by so fast because I've got so much work, and I'm supposed to be retired. But it's like I'm working more by me doing this mission, and I love this mission, but it's like I'm not getting into the word. And then when I hear people recite scriptures, it's like it comes back to my recollection from my childhood knowing these scriptures. And it's like, God, I got to get back into that daily walk with you, because you're so good to me. So, Lady C, thank you for blessing me here tonight. Listen, somebody out there needs to just tell us what they want God to do for them in this new year. You know, what it is that they did in 2020 that he did, or in 2021. Let's go to 786-319. You're live on your one-hour inspirational program. Who do we have with us, and welcome?
Hi, Dr. Walker, and to all your guests, and Lady C and everyone. I just want to say Happy New Year to everyone. This is Sister Marjorie.
Thank you, Sister Marjorie, for joining us. Sister Margie, is there anything that you prayed for last year in 2020 that you want to share with us that God delivered for you, and that you're asking him for something this year? Because, see, I'm looking for you all to be able to come back on the show and give a testimony about how God moved that mountain for you.
Yes, well, I always pray to God and ask him every day I get up. And I pray to him, and I ask him for health and strength and to bless my family and everyone. And also, last year I had some problem with my car and stuff, because I got it fixed and it's up again. So now I'm undecided what to do. So I'm praying to God, God, should I get it fixed again for the same problem, or should I buy a new one? So right now, so for this year, you know, I have to decide exactly what I'm going to do. I'm asking God to continue to give me help and strength for the new year, and also to bless my business because we have a nursing school, and because of COVID, we haven't been doing that much, you know, so to bless my business more and also help me to decide what I'm going to do to get a new car or fix up the one I have. So that's a big thing that I'm trying to work on. But I know it's going to happen, but it's going to take time. So, you know.
Okay. All right. All right. If there's somebody else out there, maybe you all have reached perfection in your life, you know, and I haven't. Okay, I'm going to admit I haven't reached perfection. But you know what? It's a journey. Stephanie said that earlier on the program tonight, that this life is a journey. And, you know, so mm-hmm. I may never reach perfection, but you know what? I'm trying. Maybe I can try harder, and I perhaps I will do that. But it's like sometimes when I think I've gotten it right, I got to start all over again. But you know
yeah.
what? Thank God for his grace, and thank God for his mercy. And it's like,
yeah.
God, thank you for letting me wake up again each morning. I'm just so grateful.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, some of you all out there can bless some people who are online right now and tell us what God did for you miraculously in 2020. Okay, we all of us are going through COVID-19. It doesn't discriminate. But guess what? God's got the whole world in his hand. Y'all, help me, somebody. Somebody needs to tell us. Press 1, and you come on in. And tell us what God did for you. If he hasn't done anything for you, then we, you know what? I don't understand that. But you know what? God bless you anyway. If you reach perfection, God bless you. And but you know what? If you want to share with somebody that you can send a word out to help somebody that may be struggling with something, you know, they need to hear from you. It's not all about me at all on this program. It's about what we can share with each other. Ladies, see, how powerful is that, you think, in your opinion? How powerful is it when you hear other people testify through something that you may personally be struggling with?
I think it's very, very powerful. I think it's very powerful because, you know, sometimes, you know, when we're struggling with something, we're trying to figure out how to handle it, how to deal with it. And when I hear someone say, hey, I went through the same thing, but this is how I did it, I'm like, well, I didn't even try it this way. Maybe God's saying, you know what? Try it this way. Now, all of a sudden, I go and try what she did, and it works for me. So sometimes when someone struggles can turn into someone else's blessing. I'm a big believer in that. So it's helping me out a lot.
And me too. You all are blessing me, and believe me. You know, because I'm the host of the show, don't think that I have all the answers. Don't be looking at me for all the answers, okay? I'm getting answers from you. I'm serious about that. I'm looking for you all to share some answers. Lady C shared with me tonight when she was telling about Susanna to make the time. And listen, I accept that in my own spirit, that I got to make more time. And Lady C, I'm grateful for you for blessing me with that. Because it's like, you know what? It's like, God. You know what? I'm sorry. You know, I was out here thinking that I'm doing the mission. God, that's what I thought you wanted me to do, which I know he wants me to, but I got to get more into the word. They say more prayer, more power. The more study of him, I believe the more things will open up. So, listen, I'm starting that out even as we speak. And so somebody out there, you may have just recently gone through something and you want to testify that God gave you another chance, another opportunity to look at life and just say, well, you know what? I want to just bless somebody out there. Press 1 on your dial. And you know what? If we're going to bring Beverly in. Beverly, let's bring you back in. Is there something, Beverly, that you want to impress upon our hearts tonight that perhaps came into your spirit as we're talking?
Yes, I was listening to Lady C as she was talking about making time for the Lord. It happened like maybe about 6 months ago or so. For some reason, at 3 a.m., I would be awake. And I keep saying, oh, my God, where am I up at 3 a.m., you know? And it keeps happening every morning. And then one morning when I start talking and I'm like, God, why am I up every morning this time? It's like the Holy Spirit just talked back to me and said, it is time to pray. So for about 6 months now, every morning between 2 and 3 a.m., I am up, and when I'm up, I know it's time for my devotion, and I have my devotion. And what the Lord showed me, like about a couple months ago, is that when I do my devotion that early, I can wake up in the morning and do whatever I have to do and don't have to waste that time that I should have with the Lord in the morning at 7 or 8 o'clock. So that's one of the things that has been impressed upon me while she was talking about that. I was thinking, you know, that when we wake up that early in the morning, I think it's just a message from the Lord for us to just go ahead and have your devotion right now.
Wow, that is so powerful. That is so powerful. If you, again, if you all have come out of the queue and you phone back in, you will need to press 1 to speak. Press 1 on your dial, or if you would like to say something about tonight's program, press 1 on your dial. We're about 28 minutes before we bring this show to a close. That time goes so fast. And, you know, it's just like during the course of the day. The time goes so fast, you say, where did it go? We're looking and we're saying, many of us are probably saying, we're glad that 2020 is gone. When we welcomed it, we had no idea that COVID-19 was going to hit. Well, we don't know what's going to hit in 2021. But we got to trust and believe that God's got it, no matter what. This is his world. This is his planet. Mm-hmm. He owns it all. He created it all. So he'll see us through it all. So somebody, if you want to be able to help somebody tonight, just go ahead and press 1. Let's go to the phone line. And we thank you for tuning in with us. 754-217. 754-217. Welcome to your 1 hour inspiration program. Who do we have with us?
We have Althea.
Althea, thank
and
you.
And Happy New Year. Happy New Year to the audience. And to you, Jeff.
Thank you. Thank you.
I would like to share my testimony that I was very comfortable where I was. Living in Miami, worked for the school system, was doing fine, and my husband had passed, and I knew I needed a change. And if anyone has ever been through change, you know it's not easy sometimes. And despite everything of just being comfortable where I was, I decided to move, just to relocate. And I thought I would really be on my own somewhat. I knew some friends where I was going, but still I was moving away from some family and some friends, very close friends, and a good job. And despite all of that, I just wanted to make a change in my life. And sometimes, you know, we may be hesitant to make a move because of, you know, being comfortable. But maybe that's a time when God would really bless you because you end up going on your knees and asking him to show you a way, tell you what to do next. And you put all your trust and cares on him. And that's what I did. And I have been where I am now for a year. And I'm telling you, it was not easy. But guess what? I feel truly blessed. Not only did I relocate, but my family came with me. My children came with me. Grown children who already had their jobs going on. They decided to move with me. And that was a blessing in itself. And I did not think that by me moving, especially being that there was a hardship, that because of my move, my decision to move, my children were blessed.
Oh,
they received the blessing because they needed to be out of where they were. And everybody stepped out of their comfort zone and moved to a different place completely. And I hope that this will help someone who may be hesitant in making a move, to know that you can do it. Just put God first and rely on him, and he will show you the path where you need to go. Thank you.
Wow. Amen. Althea, thank you for sharing that with us. And I want to go to the phone lines in a moment. Just you all. We're almost about to bring the show to a close. We've got 25 more minutes. But, you know, she said a word. Two words, comfort zone. Let me tell you something. Sometimes I believe God has to take us out of our comfort zone to give us a bigger blessing. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. He has to take us out of our comfort zone to give us a bigger blessing. And let me just tell you something. We get so comfortable, so relaxed, and we don't want change because change is foreign. We don't understand change. We become secure in our surroundings no matter what it is. But then we tell God we want something different. We want something different, but we're not willing to do our part. And God says, I got this for you. I got it for you. Mm-hmm. And he says, all you got to do is, you know, you've been asking me, you know, and all you got to do is believe it. Come out of there. He had to tell a nation, come out of her, my people. Come out of her. And let me tell you something. I know what I'm talking about because I was one of those folks that was not easy to accept change. And every change that has come in my life, God has caused it to be because he took me out of my comfort zone to bless me with something bigger and greater so I could be a blessing to others. And just 4 weeks ago, he did it again. Came out of my comfort zone, moved from Pembroke Pines to Port St. Lucie, Florida, maybe 1 month ago. And I'm saying, wait a minute, God, I was comfortable. My surroundings, it's like everything in the community I lived, everything at my disposal. Didn't even have to pay a water bill. And let me tell you something. He took me I had been asking him for things with this mission. And then he took me out of that comfort zone to put me in another area. And I said, wow, this doesn't welcome me like my area did. And now, let me tell you something. God put me in an area where it's even more beautiful. I'm finding more peace, more tranquility. And it's like, have mercy, God, you did it again. Somebody is not listening out there tonight. I just know you're not. If you got something that you want to just tell us, press one on your dial. And let us know, Sister Marjorie, let me bring you in. Have you ever been taken out of your comfort zone to get a bigger blessing from God?
Yes. Yes, because originally I'm from Jamaica. Then I moved from there and went to New York. Then now I'm here in Florida. You know, and where I was, you know, like I enjoyed it and everything. But then, you know, I moved with the family, and we've been all together since that. We've been all together. So sometimes, you know, God take you from one place. As you say, you feel comfortable, but then you just take it to another place. And a lot of time it's a blessing, you know, because I do all the testimonies that everyone give. I do enjoy them, and it's good. Whenever someone testifies, we tend to learn from that, you know, because like Sister Beverly was talking about, at 2 a.m., 3 a.m., she'll just get up and pray. And I do the same thing. Whenever I open my eyes, I just start to pray because I just love to pray. So I'll just pray. You know, so sometimes, as you say, God, you're comfortable one place, and you said, wow, I'm not going to leave this place. But then when you leave, you'll be surprised. God will always be with you no matter what. So you never leave us and you never forsake us. And I love
that. Amen, amen. We're going to ask you all to stand by. Let me go to Monica. Let me bring you in. You know, we talk about, you know, I gave a scenario earlier to Lady C about will God send you the 4'11" man and you've been, you know, you're 5'7", you want to wear heels. Will God send you the 4'11" man? And she said that God sends us what we need. And I believe that that helps us to make it through to his kingdom. But also the Bible tells us that God will grant you the desires of your what?
Your heart.
Your heart. He sure will. He will grant you the desires of your heart. So, Monica, I want you to speak to that. So if you have something specific that you want, God can do that for you, even with your specifics. Go ahead, Monica, speak to that.
You know, the Spirit of God is amongst us tonight again, because I really, that text, I forgot where it was taken from, and I looked it up, Psalm chapter 37, verse 4, to delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And I can testify to that God is a promise keeper. He says, if you delight, he will give. And I can testify tonight that it's only because of God's help. I want to thank God for the miraculous prayer breakfast, you know, experience that we've been having every morning, because it has really helped me to understand that truly God gives you the desire for your heart. I ask God for money. I'm not foolish. I'm a hard worker. It's just that I've made bad choices, so I work little money. And I ask God to bless what I have after I take out my returns to him. And truly, I'm a testimony tonight that God gives you the desire for your heart, and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him also.
Amen. Yes, amen. Amen for that. We're going to bring Stephanie back in just a moment. You know, and I just want to share with you all once again, I told you at the top of the hour that Ms. Cross presented last night, the SMART goals, and we talked about the S was for specific, the M is for measurable, and then the A is for attainable, the R is for realistic, and then it's time-bound. Let me tell you something. I have studied, why sometimes people who answer prayers may not have been answered, you know, at times when they've prayed and so forth and so on. I have studied this over and repeatedly. And then I've come to even the realization that there are times when people's prayers may not have been answered, because I'll tell you, sometimes there's doubt. People have doubt. They really have doubt. It's like, okay, it's like you have this trophy and you put it on this shelf, and then you say to yourself and say, I need to clean this thing. But the thing doesn't really need to be cleaned. But you keep looking at it, and then you keep having some doubt that I need to do this for my trophy. But guess what? God doesn't need your help to do his job, what he says he's going to do for you. He doesn't need that. He doesn't need you to think for him. He doesn't need you to justify him. He doesn't. And see, when you keep going there and you give God a problem, like some of you all have mentioned, three of you all tonight have mentioned you want a home. You know, one of you all have mentioned that you want a car. You see, it's been presented that you're not sure of your decision that you wrestled with in 2020 about whether to put more money into a car or get another car. Maybe God is allowing the car to keep breaking down because he wants you to have something else. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what it is. I went through that just a few weeks ago. I said, the mechanic told me, he said, you need to put about $850 into this car. I say, no, God, I don't want to put that money into that car. So he blessed me to go just buy another car. And I still got that car. And I'm going to bless somebody else with that car. But I'm telling you, and it doesn't have to be a brand new car. It can be a pre-certified own. Because your car loses value when it's driven off the lot anyway. You know what? We just need to bless each other. 70, let me bring you in. 70, have you ever been taken out of your comfort zone to be blessed by God miraculously?
Yes, Dr. Walker. I seem to think that we're always brought out of our comfort zone, whether it's a big deal or not, whether it's a house or something just as small as maybe moving from one school to the next or moving from one job to the next. I think the Lord, I think the saying is when one door closes, another one opens.
And I think that Lord, that's how the Lord get our attention, by letting us, by reminding us from time to time that He's still into the business of making, of giving us the desire of our heart. And even though we don't see it like that, we see it as, oh my goodness, oh Lord, I got to move again, or oh Lord, I got to buy another car because this car not working.
Right.
But the Lord knows, He sees way beyond what we can see. And He already knew that that car was, you know, made, that you are no longer, that you have, is probably not for you anymore. It's for you, it's for you to bless someone else with it. So that's how I look at things. Now, I don't get all bent out of shape over when things, like, happen in my life and things that change. I just go to my knees and pray. I've heard someone say recently in a devotional, it's okay to go to friends and families, but it's better to go to the Lord. So that's how I look at things now. I just fall on my knees and I just go to the Lord. And then from then on, things just start happening. I just kind of thank God. I know this is not what you asked, but this is also, I'm hearing testimony time, and I just want to just thank God for just life, health, and strength, as well as bringing me to the new year. And my family and friends they're all safe. I'm sorry for those who lost their loved ones due to COVID and due to changes in jobs and homes. But you know what? We just have to keep the faith regardless, because he is the one that holds the key to this world. So, and that's basically it.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that. Beverly, let me bring you in before we go to Lady C. And then Lady C, we're going to let you wrap it up. Not when I come to you now, but in about 10 minutes or so. Beverly, let me bring you in. And I mean, you know, I know a lot of people wrestle with things and we struggle with them. But I remember at 13 years of age, I used to ask my mom the question, because we were living in the projects when I was 13, and I say, Mom, you came from a family of wealth. Why are we living in the projects again? And, you know, why? I can't remember. I want to remember what she said, and at one point I will. But my mom had the greatest relationship with God. She exercised the faith. And let me tell you something. Even though we were struggling in that project, it was, and I heard Monica say sometimes it's the decisions that we make. And my mom had 9 kids at that time, and it was like my grandmother used to help us out. And I remember my mom gave us something, and I wouldn't change growing up the way that I grew up in a home where my mom told us every day she loved us, she kissed us. And that was more than wealth on the land, because she gave us not only the love, but she gave us a spiritual foundation in that project. That project life reminded me of the importance of being humble. It reminded me of that. And let me tell you something. It was because of the way that I grew up and having that love that, let me tell you something, it became so important, vitally important, that I could be the person, a better person today. And now that I feel like I'm going to be more, like Lady C pointed it out tonight, making the time to do more, to prepare more, or to prepare better, I feel like, wow, you know what? It's only going to get better and better. Lady C, let me bring you in and give your thoughts on whatever's impressed upon your heart to give us this right now. And we'll close the show in about 11 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, I could tell you this. You say we're going to close the show in 11 minutes, but you say, okay.
Yeah, we're not closing yet. We're not closing yet. Just give me.
I can tell you this. The last caller was saying that she, you know, whatever she wants, she can go to her friends and family, but it's important to go to God. You know, I did a Facebook video on family today, well, a lot of things today. And I was telling people about, you know, when you go to your family, it's okay to go to your family with things, but your family are the ones that you want to shy away from, your family and your friends. Because those family and friends that you want to tell everything that you want to,
are around here telling everybody else what you want too. And those same family members are the ones that can be trying to curse your blessing. So it's best to try to shy away from their family and just go directly to God's heart, from your heart into Him. Because that's where the most power comes from. It's between you, those silent prayers between you and God, not your family. Because your family may act like they're there for you, but sometimes realistically, they're not.
That's true.
And you know, and I have to say, and I know that that varies between families and families, and I just want to say that I thank God for the families that He's given me, and I think a lot of it has to do with how my mother raised us, and I mean this is just me now, and I can't speak for everybody, but I think what you're saying, Lady C, varies between families because I have one of the most loving families. And it's like, that's more powerful than gold. And I can go to my family and listen, we don't always agree, but we got something that's more valuable than anything that money could buy. We've got a love for each other and that family. And again, we don't always agree. And we grew up sometimes, the boys would be fighting each other and we didn't agree with our sisters and so forth and so on. And I had, my older sister was like a second mom. And there were eight of us under her. And we were all more afraid of her than we were of my mom. And it's like, well, guess what? I'm telling you. And she was, and we were smart at the time. All we had to do was jump her. But nobody would even think about jumping her.
No.
She put the fear in us. And let me tell you something. I'm so thankful for my mom, and I'm thankful for my sister, because it made me the man that I am. And I want to tell you all this story to show you how love can abound in your home. I remember my sister used to have to watch us when my mom went to work. And she wasn't that much older than, I have twin brothers. And I think she was only maybe 3 years older than them. But she handled them like she, you know, she would handle them. And I'm thinking to myself, everybody else silently looking at them and saying, why are they scared of her? But we wouldn't dare say that out loud. And all of, we were thinking, all he got to do is jump her. But them boys wouldn't. It was something about my sister. She was so powerful that you just had to respect her. But let me tell you, one day I was mad at her. I was mad at my sister. And I snuck out the window. I couldn't have been no more than, I'm sure I was no more than 7 years of age. I snuck out the window. And I started hanging with these these other kids that were bad in the neighborhood, too. And then we went to a trash pile. We used to look under the trash pile. And they found a can. And these kids, they were older than I was. And those kids would make me do things. They bullied me. And they say, take that. It was a can. And they found this can. They opened it. They say, taste this. And me, not knowing any better, I taste the stuff. And it started burning my tongue. And I still have the spots on my tongue, I'm looking in the mirror, to this day, like freckles. That my tongue started burning so bad that I ran home to my sister. And I was crying so bad. She said, what happened to you? What happened to you? I said, those kids made me taste something. She went down there and she got that, she found the can, and it was potash. And my sister, not being very much older than me, she just knew what to do, and she had me wash my mouth out, and she had me drink some milk. I mean, who knows that stuff? She may have been a teenager, 13 or 14. But let me tell you something. I was so happy, and then she threatened to beat me. I was like, I started crying some more so she would have mercy on me. But let me tell you, God protects us. Stephanie, let me bring you in here. I have just the most loving family, and I am thankful that my sister, she got me that day. And let me tell you something, she ain't let them kids get away with it either. But, Stephanie, do you have a loving family?
Oh, I do. I do, Dr. Walker. And I also want to say to the caller who I did when I made the comment about, I read a devotional that said it's okay to go to your family or friends, but it's
better to go to God. I meant that.
Right.
I meant exactly that. I didn't say go to your family first. I said the devotional said it's okay to go to family and friends, but it's better to go to the Lord. And with that saying, better to go to the Lord, that is who we should go to first. First. That is who we should call on first. Okay.
Right.
And yes, I do have a loving family, Dr. Walker, and my family, just like yours, we don't agree, but at least we respect one another, and we definitely love one another, and we talk to each other. And I don't recall our I don't know about your family, but I don't recall there's anyone in the family that would hate on you. Or just when things are happening for you, and instead of them praying for you, I hear people talk about this. Well, I got some family members, they hate on you. They, instead of praying for you, they will pray against you.
Right.
And I'm like, wow, I'm glad that I don't come from that kind of family where, you know, people will hate on you. You would think that your family will be more supportive of you, and they will pray for you. When they say they're going to pray for you, and they will honestly, you know, get on their knees when they say they are. I have a family that will do that. All I have to do is say, well, you know what, my daughter is having a situation. Please pray for Dominique. And let me tell you, before you know it, everybody's calling. Steph, we're praying for Dominique. Steph, we're praying that Dominique. Do you want me to call her? Do you want me to text her and just let her know we love her? So that's where I'm coming from, Doc. That's where I'm coming from.
Amen. Amen. Give me 1 second. Let me bring Sister Margie. She's trying to get in. Sister Margie, let me bring you back in just for a moment because we're running out of time quickly here. Sister Margie, let me just ask you. You know, God chooses our family. We choose our friends.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can find friends who are just as loving that they become your extended family. Have you ever had that situation, Sister Margie?
Yes, I do. I have a lot of friends who, they're like family, you know. They said a friend who stick it closer than a brother. And some of my friends, they call me every day and they check on me. And my family, because I do have a loving family also. You know, whatever we need, you know, like we pray for one another. My mom was like that also, you know, like she believed in prayer and she used to pray for us. And we tell each other, I love you on the phone. I remember my father used to live in New York. You know, we came down here and he was in New York at the time. And we spoke on the phone and, you know, like we always say, I love you. And I remember that day I said, when I'm up, I don't remember if I said, I love you. And I called him back and said, Dad, I don't remember if I told you I love you. If I didn't say it, I just want to say I love you. So my mom and my dad, whenever we talk with the kids and everybody, we always say I love you. And then I instill this in my kids and my grandkids. So, you know, as I said, and I do have friends who are very close to me also. You know, we just give a lot of love to each other, you know.
All right. Just before we go, we're running out of time quickly. Sister Margie, just 5 seconds or less. Name one thing that you want God to do for you that you may not have thought about while we were on the air. Just quickly now, 5 seconds. Anything differently?
Well, to help me to decide what to do, get a new car or fix that one again. That's the main thing.
Okay, all right, you're staying with that one. Okay, Stephen, let's bring you in. 5 seconds or less, anything differently than what you've already presented?
No. Health and staying in shape.
Okay, all right, great. I think we had Sister Marjorie already. Let's go to Beverly. Beverly, anything differently?
Well, nothing different, but I was looking at some scriptures, and in the Bible, the word prosperity has been mentioned 60 times.
We're running out of time.
So I want Job 36:11. If they obey and serve the Lord, he shall prosper them in their latter years.
Okay. Excellent.
And give them years of pleasure, something like that. So that's what I'm asking for.
All right. Amen. Althea, anything different that you want God to do that you may have forgotten? Anything?
Yes. For him to help me to keep focus and to listen to his words only.
Okay. Okay. I think that's going to be mine also. That'll be my fourth one. To stay focused. To stay focused and disciplined in what I need to do. We've covered Beverly. Lady C, we're going to give you Monica. I don't think I got you. Monica, quickly. Anything different?
No, I definitely need that house, and I'm going to delight myself in the law of the Lord that He can give me the desires of my heart.
Okay. Amen. 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 Okay, Lady C, take us home. Close us out, please.
Okay. So what I'm going to talk about is, you know, in the Bible, when I was looking at the Bible, because we've been talking about heart's desire, I just want to let y'all know, you know, Hannah in the Bible and Samuel talks about Hannah. Hannah was a praying woman to where Eli thought she was drunk, but she was not. Hannah was praying for a God and for a son. And God turned around and gave Hannah her, you know, her heart's desire. So, yes, to let y'all know, if there's something out there you really want, God will give it to you. But He might give it to you under conditions. Like Hannah had conditions to where Samuel could not cut his hair. But listen, just whatever you want, ask in the name of Jesus, and it shall be given to you.
Okay, excellent. Amen. On that note,
amen.
We're clearly out of time.
Wow.
You all, please join us here tomorrow morning at 6:30 to 8:30 for the International Divine Intervention Day. All you got to do is call this same number. You're going to hear people giving their testimonies, and then we got a powerful speaker, Mr. Tony Wilkerson, all the way out of Tallahassee tomorrow, that's going to be delivering the word for us tomorrow to help us transition into 2021. Listen, of course, if you choose to bypass tomorrow's program, join us here next Thursday. Join us next Thursday for the Dr. Just Walk Show, or next Friday for your one-hour inspiration program. So until next Thursday or next Friday, I want to say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody, and Happy New Year.
Good night, everyone.
Good night,
Happy
Walker.
New Year.
Good night,
all,
everyone.
All
Happy New Year.
Bring
to
us. God bless you.
Amen.
All. Stay safe. Be blessed.
Good night.
Love you. Good night.